Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Beyond the Optics podcast with your host, Tulip Nandu. I'm a computational biologist at UT Southwestern Medical Center, an avid traveler, a blogger, and now a podcast host. Similar to my role as a researcher, which expects me to take an in-depth look at the projects I'm working on, I'm also curious to go beyond the optics for everything that is happening around and to leverage that knowledge to challenge the status quo and think from a different perspective. This podcast is an attempt by me to put the information out there and spark a curiosity amongst the listeners to go beyond the optics and not take the material they are fed at face value. On this Mother's Day, I'm delighted to flag off a mini-series on parenting, a topic that is very close to my everyday life and something that I enjoy talking about at length with everyone around. Parenting is something that has given me and my wife a different dimension to life and something that we nurture and live every moment with our two wonderful kids. I'm overjoyed to have my mentor Surbhi Dedhia, with whom I've had numerous conversations about parenting, to join me on my pod and embark on this short series on parenting. Surbhi has been the main architect of this podcast and, along with being an entrepreneur, a mentor, is a mother of two wonderful kids. And who better to have an in-depth conversation with someone who manages all these multiple facets spectacularly well. Thank you, Surbhi, for being a guest on my pod. And it's wonderful to have a mentor being a guest, so I can ask all kind of questions. And today's topic is something that is pretty close to both of us, and we can talk at length. And it's always, parenting is something which it's to be learned, and you know it's a process. So definitely, I would be humble enough to learn whatever tips and bits you have for me during the whole course of the pod. So why don't we start with giving a brief introduction or a summary of what you do in your career and in your life, so people have an idea of where all the tips and bits are coming from.
Okay, thank you so much for this generous introduction, and you are too kind to really say that you are going to learn. But I think I would think of our conversation really as one of those many other conversations that we have had on parenting and on life in general, or even having this lending an ear to each other on what difficulties we face as parents or how we are learning on the go. So thank you for inviting me. And hello to the audience. I am Surbhi Dedhia. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a digital marketer. I have done digital marketing for, I think, almost all my life, 20 years on. And I'm in Dubai. Previously lived in Singapore, made my career there, and originally from India. And most importantly, what keeps me busy, besides my being an entrepreneur now, is that I am a mom of two lovely kids. And they have taught me a lot about parenting. And so I'm very excited to share all that I have learned and I am learning as they grow up. So all set, Tulip.
Awesome. Ask away. Yes, thank you so much. And yes, being an entrepreneur has its own challenges, and we'll come to the challenges part later. But first, as I mentioned, that it's a system and that we are learning on the go and with the kids. So what does parenting in general mean to you, and what has it taught you? And if you can just give a brief glimpse of what it means to you personally.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I don't see parenting as like this big umbrella of all the things that a parent goes through, like giving birth, thinking of education, growing that individual. No, I don't see it that way. I feel parenting is just, if I have to give an analogy, like you sow a seed and then you are so excited to see that plant blooming, giving the fruit, and things go wrong sometimes. There are pesticides, there are insects on it, or you need to, kind of support it with more fertilizers and things like that. So for me, it is really like that it's a process, and the way it's a trial and error, really. Not everything, there is no such thing as a perfect parent. For me, on the outside, somebody may think of me as like this perfect mom who's doing everything perfectly to the T. But obviously, there are so many setbacks and failures sometimes. It is as a process, and it's a learning on the go. You are like just looking at that plant blooming every day, sprouting new branches, sprouting new buds for flowers and fruits. And yeah, it's that, you know, it's the process.
Yeah, wonderful. For me, yes, definitely you handling so many avenues and things. Obviously, you're a perfect mom. So,
oh my gosh. No, I have to have my husband here and even kids to vote on this.
Sure. But definitely, I mean, it's always a trial and error. And yes, and you grow up personally also, like you're growing as you go ahead. So definitely. So,
and also I feel that, you know, there are certain guardrails, if I can add to that analogy, you know, that you don't want to just put a plant in a pot. If there is, it's a big tree, then, you know, recognizing what, now no child comes with a manual, really speaking, but there is a lot of material out there to kind of understand this whole, you know, concept of parenting, because there's one way of how you have grown. There's instinct, right? Like there's one part is which is instinct, there is one which is inherited from your parents, how you have grown up, how they have helped you grow up, and then there is this entire gamut of, you know, the world. There are this business of parenting where there is you kind of go, people talk about don't shout at your kids and don't say certain words, and over a period of time, I have had my days, like I would be like, yeah, I have to talk like the child is an adult, and I would really want to, you know, talk in a very sugar coated way, but sometimes it really helps to be authentic. And I feel that, you know, the business of parenting portrays that you have to use the correct words and the correct way of behaving as a parent. Sometimes it's not really required. So, yeah. So, again, the guardrails is something that I would want to talk a little bit more about in our conversation today.
Sure. And as you mentioned, you know, being an entrepreneur, it has its own challenges. So, and being a homemaker has its own challenges with kids and managing the house, and being an entrepreneur also too has its own challenges. You have to go out, you know, meet clients and then come back to your kids and talk, have a conversation. So would really want to talk a little bit about how you manage this work-life balance. And with that, like being an entrepreneur and dealing with that balance between your work and parenting, plus where you have to give time to your kids, you know, on a daily basis or at least on a weekly basis, set amount of time. So how do you balance that and in your own
really
life?
Sure. It is really a balancing act, but it takes a lot of team effort. So imagine a Formula One race driver. He is the one who is at, you know, facing the front, like he's driving the car and he's like, you know, in that hot seat. But there is this entire team, like, you know, behind him. And it is so true. It is said that it takes a village to raise a kid. And it is so true. I can't, you know, say more on this, because it is that team effort that goes into making or achieving that fine balance. And, you know, like an analogy from my entrepreneurial world, right? Like you are always building as you're falling down. So it is really like that, because I had a corporate job all my life, and I had this ability to shut my laptop at 6 p.m., go back home, and, you know, it was like compartmentalized life. But when you're an entrepreneur, you got to show up and be there when your clients want you to, or when there is a deadline. There is no saying no, because you have that front as well that you need to live up to, like the standards that you live up to. But when it comes to managing everything at home, or that finding that fine balance. And as I was saying, it's a team effort. So I have a godsend nanny who's here. So a lot of things which I'm not an expert at, I outsource it. And wherever I have the expertise or I know I add the most value, I take it. And this is something that I have learned from my corporate job as well. So for example, everyday cooking, cleaning, it's not that when she's not there, I won't be able to do it. I will be able to do it, but it is something that is not adding great value in what I have to do, right? So I really enjoy my job as an entrepreneur. I really enjoy that. I'm very passionate about helping people build their thought leadership and, you know, looking at driving business from a marketing viewpoint. So those are my passions. I really enjoy it. The other things that I enjoy in life are, like, you know, hobbies like gardening, for example, or painting. So I want to give time for that. So recognizing that, okay, cooking every day good meals, cleaning the house, keeping things in order in the house is something that can be really outsourced, and it's really not my passion, so I outsource. The other balancing act is with my partner or my husband, a partner in crime, is that, you know, wherever there is a requirement that I need to be at a presentation, or I have to, you know, go to an event, networking event, or something that is very important for my business, then he steps in. And if it requires to take a leave or drop the kids or whatever it is like a constant communication between me and him to kind of figure that out and deliver that. So I think these are two very critical factors in my life. And then at times when there is absolutely no support otherwise, then it is obviously you look upon to your friends and the kind of the ecosystem that you have around to help out. Yeah. So that is, I think, the magic.
Oh no, definitely. Yes. And yeah, it's a true manager. Like you've hit on the nail that, you know, two things, like ask for help and delegate, like which people don't actually kind of talk more about, but it's not a crime to ask for help, be it your partner in parenting terms, or also even like outside, just ask for help. That people are always willing to help. And from personal experience, even for this podcast, I just asked and you were so kind enough to help me set this all up. So definitely there is always someone who is willing to help. So it's just look out there, ask for help and delegate. That delegation is something which definitely helps a lot, delegating work tasks that, as you've mentioned, like not passionate about, just delegate it if it's nice. Convenient. And then you have your own personal life too, and you have your own passions, hobbies that you need to also cater towards. So no, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, if anybody has to really zoom into my daily life, I'm always on my phone and, you know, I'm having this family calendar. I put everything on it, right? If it is not on my calendar, I literally don't function. It may sound very robotic, but it's just that I'm very excited about a lot of different things in life. Yeah. And the only way to discipline myself to do at least 60% of it right is to have it on the calendar.
On the calendar, no, definitely. I mean, yeah, it said, right, if you see a person's calendar, you know what they are passionate about, and most things about their finances are all in the calendar. Like you'll get to know much more things about them. And then it's a way to work. Like even I work, if it's not on the calendar, it's not there. It's simple. Not there.
Out of sight is out of mind. Absolutely. Yeah. It is that way. And the kind of busy lives that we are living in, it is also, I don't know if you realize that, it is just this peer pressure, right? Yeah. You got to be out there with your friends socially. Mm-hmm. You got to be at this kids party and show up as a parent. Mm-hmm. Also, you got to be at a business thing also. Yeah. Yeah. So it is that, it's not that we are inviting more things. It is just the way of life has become like this. And also, like, I don't know, I mean, from a digital marketing landscape, I see a lot of creators who are like posting every day. They are on social media and they are, you know, 10 steps ahead of me. And sometimes it feels like overwhelming to me that I'm not doing all this, although there are a lot of apps and, you know, support systems and tools which I can look at. But I feel that at times it is okay to say no.
Yeah.
You know, the decision, the going back to that topic of balance, I feel I have become, I'm becoming better, I'm looking at ways to say no to different things. And a lot of times we are not able to say no just because of the pressure.
Sure. And then one thing is most things in life are a process, and it's learning. So it's always learning from someone, or even from your own experience, as you mentioned, trial and error, right? So it's always a learning process. It's nothing as, you know, say it all, do it all like at once and just get it done. No, it's a process, you know, you get better at it eventually as time goes. No, for sure.
This is the end of part one of the mini series on parenting. And we have just started our conversation. In the next part, we will go in depth on how you can cultivate certain values in your kids and other challenges that come along raising a kid. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for staying till the end and listening to the podcast. I hope you have enjoyed as much as I have bringing it to you. please share it with your family and friends who would want to use this information to challenge the status quo and think from a different perspective. For more bite-sized information, follow me on Twitter at @TulipSNandu. And to receive interesting take on current topics, subscribe to my newsletter at tulip.substack.com. Until next time, go beyond the optics, friends.